It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Shelley Wright. She is with the Family Support and Children's Justice Center here in Carbon County. And we've got a big open house coming up in the month of April that she wanted to come in. Just kind of let everybody know, if you've ever been curious as to what goes on out at the Children's Justice Center, this is the time. Go find out, ask your questions, see what they do out there. It is a great service that they offer to the community. We're going to kind of talk about some of the services that they do offer, and then we'll get into the particulars of the open house a little bit later on. Shelley, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, Dave. Thank you for inviting me.
So let's talk about what kind of services that you guys offer and really the need for the Family Support and Children's Justice Center here in the county and in the area, what you guys do out there.
Yes, of course. So the Children's Justice Center and Family Support Center, we really focus on a couple different things. The Children's Justice Center really focuses on treating child abuse, and the Family Support Center focuses on preventing child abuse. So both programs, we work together. They both complement each other. But the child abuse prevention part of our program, which is the Family Support Center side, we take care of children, we provide parenting classes, we also offer intensive in-home visiting for families that, especially new families, they're struggling, learning how to parent a newborn and everything that goes into parenting. And so we offer that services. We're really trying to educate parents.
And you guys actually even, you know, there is no instruction manual for kids, is there?
No, I wish there was.
And when you start having children and then that first child comes along and those kinds of things. And so you guys do what you can to help with those. And you guys even offer a parenting class out there, don't you?
Yes, we offer parenting classes one day a week for about an hour and a half. And it's an 8-week course. It's really, really kind of neat because parents just learn new skills and they understand a little bit more about child development. Children are very, they teach us. And, you know, you mentioned something about having your first child and, you know, once we have our first child, we think, oh, we've got this. And then we have our second child and the second child is nowhere near the first child. Like the first child was, so you kind of learn all over again. But it's just an opportunity to educate parents, teaching them new skills, and even understanding why their children are behaving the way they behave.
And you said that's really the family support side of it. And yes. Then the Children's Justice Center, what kind of services do you guys take care of, and what do you guys do out there as far as that is concerned?
So part of the role of the Children's Justice Center is to offer treatment to children and their non-offending caretakers. And how we do that is, one, we help organize and coordinate the investigation. So the child is brought into the Children's Justice Center. They receive a forensic interview. Each child that comes through our center will undergo a suicide screener and a trauma symptom assessment. And out of that, we determine the need for therapy. We offer trauma therapy for kiddos. We also offer a medical program, medical services for children who are sexually abused. So we provide the medical evaluation, not ourselves, but we have trained medical professionals that are contracted with Primary Children's Medical Center, and they will undergo a medical evaluation with the child, and then we just, you know, wrap services around that child and family and make sure that they are getting what they need to help heal from the devastating effects of child abuse.
And all of these things encompass in the one building out there.
Yes.
on Fairgrounds Road. And you guys are going to have an open house, and that's coming up on Tuesday, April 11th from 4 to 6 p.m. So let's talk about the open house, what kind of things will go on there. And really, it's just to tell people, this is what we do here. Come and see what we do, right?
Yeah, we really want to invite the community so they know the things that we do to support our kiddos and our families. And they know when they do make donations to the center, either through our friends board or when they come in the front door, they know what those donations go to and how they support even just the operating expenses of our facility, because contracts alone, grants, we run on grants and contracts. Sometimes we really need the community support. So we want the community to see what we do, see how we help and strengthen families. Strengthening families is a really is our focus with both the Children's Justice Center and the Family Support Center.
So once again, quick rundown. This is going to be out at your offices there, your building, 80 South Fairgrounds Road. You can't miss it, right next to Active Reentry, correct?
Yes.
And it's going on Tuesday, April 11th from 4 to 6 p.m. And go and see the facility, tour the facility, see what they do out there. And you know what? If you, you know, feel like making a donation, if you think you want to help out, just talk to them out there and they'll tell you the different ways that you can do that. This is a great service that's offered here in the county, and it's for you to take advantage of if it's needed for all of those things. Shelley, thank you so much for coming in today and taking out the time to talk with us about this. Get out there and see what's going on out there at the Family Support and Children's Justice Center. They do really good work, and go out and see what's going on. Thank you, Shelley.
Thank you, Dave. And we sure appreciate the radio station for letting us come out here and just talking to the community. And so thank you so much.
We do what we can. Thanks. We do what we can. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.